This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and the depression is coming from inside the
I'm Brandi Posey, and getting the vaccine is like trying to board a Southwest flight while buying weed in the 90s.
I'm Tess Barker, and which one am I? That's me playing a video game.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara. For everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Lady to Lady. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, it's been I'll answer for myself. It's been pretty good over here in the Posey Valenzuela household. Doing pretty good. Great. Yeah, had a COVID 1 year anniversary photo shoot this morning.
Oh, you guys are so fun.
Yeah, very exciting.
You commemorated that? I think I'm trying to forget it.
Well, I mean, I've been doing a lot of squats and stuff, so you know I want to be
You're doing it before and after 1 year,
so yeah. Coming out of it looking better. I feel good. Rubbing it in people's faces, feeling great about it.
I get it, the montage. All right, let's bring on our guest. We're so excited to have her. She's fucking hilarious. You can catch her podcast Unofficial Expert and her new podcast Hobby Hunter, Sydney Washington.
Hey, ladies.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
I'm here.
Hell yeah.
We made it.
Yeah.
Did you do anything for your 1 year quarantine anniversary?
I'm getting as much rest as possible, you know, because you never know. You never know. We could have a whole nother pandemic happen. That's the pessimist in me. The pessimist in me is like, this is not over, bitch.
I'm right there,
girl.
There's
still more.
I'm right there. Crazy. Is it pessimism or realism?
Yeah. Well, I'm a true New Yorker, so nothing good is happening. I'm going to have an anniversary show, but it's the last show. I'm doing an anniversary show, and I'm like, and this is done. So this closes the chapter of this shit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I think after your last show, it officially ends. I think we just call the FDA or whoever is controlling this pandemic and call it a wrap.
Yeah.
I was watching your story about, or your Instagram post about this, Sydney, where you were just kind of like, you're outside and you're like, this is fucking weird. I don't know how to prepare for this. I feel the same way because I'm ready, but I'm also like anxious because my social skills are just not existent anymore. Like, I don't know how to do it. I just shut down really easily. So I'm really nervous about being around groups of people and stuff.
It's so bad that I'm literally like, the weather. Like that. I would never mention the weather. And now it's my fucking opener. It's like, wow. Is this 101 first? Like, oh, nice to meet you. I don't know. It's so bad. I used to be such a personable person and just can go in a room and boop, 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 just all around talk to everybody. And now it's literally like, I think I miss my couch and I want to talk to my cats. I think I need my cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I have felt very like I'm a person in a skin suit that is too small for me all year. Like I have felt very just like restless and like I need to get out.
You need to shed.
Yeah.
Become the butterfly that you are.
Yeah. Like I'm ready to go out. I'm ready.
I'm ready, but like, yeah, I'm not. I'm also, yeah, not so ready. I think it's also because it's the first time I've ever like lived with a partner. We have a good setup. We're watching our shitty reality TV every night, and I'm just like, once I'm done with work, I'm like, there we go, baby. Now I'm ready for the real shit. And it's very hard. It's going to be very hard for me to be anywhere, I think, and just knowing that that option exists, you know?
Oh, cheating is going to be through the roof. Like, if you thought that somebody is with you because they love you, no, it's like, no, they're just holding on to dear life until we can open up and so they could be with somebody else respectfully, you know? Yeah. No, not saying that your partner's going to cheat on you. I'm just saying that, like, I don't know. I've been able to be a good girl because I'm just stuck in the house, you know?
Mm-hmm. Of course. It's going to be a wild time. It'll be an interesting Gilded Age or some shit.
No, this summer is gonna be like TikTok flappers all over the place.
That's what I feel. I'm feeling that in the air. Like, you guys know, every year I get so excited for summer. Like,
yeah, Tess loves the summer.
Summer is my Christmas. Last year, and also I'm fucked because I'm an optimist. So that's been fucking with me this whole time. Because this whole time,
it's been a hard year for optimists and extroverts. You've had a very hard time.
Exactly. So now I'm like, I feel like the end of Shawshank Redemption. I'm like, I'm fucking dressing slutty and hugging people and being too loud somewhere and running into people and cornering them. And they're going to talk to me and they're going to fucking love it.
So you're going to be a morning person all day. Got it.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah.
I think just now that the end is in sight, yeah, it's I'm feeling like differently about it, I guess, than I thought I would. So
it's funny because I keep hearing, even the saying the end in sight, I'm just like, we knock on whatever I can. My shoulders tense up. Yeah. And I'm like, yes, but the variants.
Well,
hard.
For me, it's like, this has been the only time in my entire adult life that paying rent made sense. I was paying so much for rent, but I was never home. Mm-hmm. I was in and out, in and out, in and out. And there was like 1 year where I spent $1,900 for my apartment, and I literally was there to lay my head down on a allegedly clean pillowcase and then go back out.
Yeah.
And now I'm here all the time, and I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, you pay rent on the first. Like, duh, you know?
Yeah, it's a home now. Cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not just a hovel I sleep in, for sure.
Yeah, it's problematic to realize how comfortable your home is. It is. Because, like, I think for, like, doing stand-up, it's like, never in my adult life have I ever, like, been home at night.
Yeah. No, 100%.
No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting. I mean, yeah, I'd stand up starting fresh. It's just all gonna be, it's gonna be wild out there.
It's gonna be a lot.
When you say fresh, do you mean like cis men are gonna come out with like good jokes, or like what do you mean fresh,
Sydney?
I didn't mean
never.
The material. I did not mean the material by any means. I just mean like all the shows will be. It'll be, you know, it'll be like a little bit of everyone starts feeling like they're starting. Because all the shows have stopped and it's kind of just like, you know.
Can we just make an agreement that like we can do pandemic jokes for like the first, let's say, month and a half when things come back? And then we just like let those go to the pasture.
I feel like they're going
to
die out fast because everyone's getting so real
too.
Fucking sick of talking about it.
I don't think they'll last. Yeah.
I disagree.
Really?
I mean, okay. The way you watch a special and someone's like, I hate my wife. Like, it doesn't get old. It just, there's no, it'll be the same topic.
That
it's
is evergreen.
Not,
yeah.
It is. So, like, the fact that the pancetta is still going on and some people are not vaccinated, they'll find a way. They'll find a way to keep talking about it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it is such a collective experience also. Like, how could you fucking not? But, whatever. We'll see. So, Sid, tell us about your new podcast, Hobby Hunter. So you talk to an individual like about their main go-to, their hobby?
Yeah, I mean, everyone had to like look within themselves deep into their souls and be like, oh, so what is it that I do that has nothing to do with like the bigger picture? Mm-hmm. And I didn't even have a hobby. Like, straight up, I was just like full on comedy every day, every night. When I'm not doing comedy, I'm doing comedy. If I'm not with comedy, I'm with comedy people. When I'm not doing a comedy person, I'm doing comedy. So now it's like, okay, what else do you have to talk about? Do you have anything special that like lights your eyes, you know? Because I had like that dead face towards the end, like right in the beginning of the pandemic. It was like, do I even love this? Like, why the fuck do I seem so out of it? So now, you know, I'm trying to find things to spark me in a way that's like, oh, this is fun for now. So I'm just talking to people and they're just trying to figure out like what exactly is a hobby. Can anything be a hobby? What's the criteria? And then like, how much does it cost? Because can I even get into what people are doing? I can't afford, you know, horseback riding lessons. No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
that's a very
it's a pricey. Yeah.
I forget about that as an adult hobby and not just like random horse girl, you know, 12-year-olds. But that is.
Yeah. Is pet is like just petting horses a hobby? Like, do you need to be riding them?
That's free. You can just like walk up to a farm and pet a horse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always prefer that.
There's a whole petting zoo. So like, yeah, you could totally make
just petting animals is
petting animals could be a hobby, and like you could get on and talk about how each animal feels differently and how they react to a pet. Okay. So yeah, you could turn it into anything, but it's overall it's just trying to find something else that's not just like, oh, this is my career, or oh, my mom told me that I should do this, you know? I think we compare ourselves to what other people are doing, and it's like, no, find the thing that makes you happy, because then you'll ultimately be able to be a better person.
For sure.
So what are the top contenders that you've had so far?
Top contenders? Benito Skinner had skincare as a hobby, and I can't get enough of it. I actually watch beauty blogs and like videos about skincare. Like, I watch it all day, all night. I look at the new products. On the record, I don't know if you can hear, but I have great skin. Like, I don't need any of
this. I was
going to
say, you are a fucking flawless skin. It's great.
Good that people can hear it, actually.
You're
saying you don't even use these tips. You just still are into it.
You're an encyclopedia.
I actually like whenever there's a new like video up and they talk about a product, I will buy it. But I'm a bad person to try it on, because either way, it's like I think my skin is going to be pretty good.
Naturally. I'm going to look good either way. So
either way, but you know, I do try to, you know, find things for other people that I could recommend, you know, like, oh, this is a good sleeping mask, or this is good for your crusty ass lips. Like, I don't just get things that are good for my face. I have like, I found like a neck cream that I'm like, it tingles. It must work. You know, I will go out of my way to find a product at 3-4 a.m. like, and buy it.
Nice.
Wow. I would definitely say I noticed, as a woman who's aging, when I looked in the mirror this morning, that my neck creases were more pronounced than I remembered.
Babs, I remember like a couple months ago, you were like, yeah, when I use lotion, I only use it on my face. And I was like, oh, she hasn't had the neck moment.
It is so scary when you are minding your fucking business. You are in the best mood. You are slathering on that like hyaluronic acid. You're doing your steps, and then you look down and you're like, oh, why does my neck look like a loose leaf paper? Ooh. What the fuck?
And who can I call about this? I will pay anything. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. What is
it
this?
It looks like it's like a dinosaur situation, kind of. It's just like craggy.
This college ruled mess on my chest. Yeah. What is going on?
That's what it is. Yeah. It hurts. It actually, like, there. That is the number one sign that you could show that, like, your age. It's your hands and your neck. And we forget. Because we're just like, people are just fucking our faces. And it's like, no, they're fucking necks too. So,
yeah.
Work on that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have dry neck for sure.
Yeah, I will take that neck cream recommendation, please and thank you.
Okay, I'll totally drop it in the chat for you, honey.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
We need to get you some promo codes.
Like on a very old episode of ours, I came up with a list of hobbies that I thought I could get into. I got roasted for it.
Yeah, yeah. Barbara's trying to take a break from dating, so she wanted to get some hobbies for the first time.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah. Obviously.
This actually feels like a dick. I'm glad this conversation is happening, because Barbara has a long history with not being able to find a hobby.
Yeah.
Okay, I do. Yeah. So I came up with a new list, and let's see how you guys feel about these as possible.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And not just pandemic, but overall possible life hobbies.
Long-term.
Yeah, long-term, life-changing.
Now, just like last time, these are off just the top of my head. So.
Oh, boy. Well, and can we for a second review some of last times? We had iced tea as a hobby, windsurfing, VW buses.
Yeah. Right.
I forgot that windsurfing was in there. Uh-oh. Okay.
You started with windsurfing.
Yeah.
You led with that.
Yeah. Okay. I led with windsurfing. Okay. I'm going to say there's some similarities in this list. I'm
Perfect.
All right. I'm not going to list them. First one. Camper vans.
Okay.
Okay. Something I think we're all kind of into.
I think. Maybe.
I don't know what that means. I probably would never have the wherewithal to build one, but buy one maybe if I ever have enough money. Two, and I don't know exactly what this means, but I wrote coyote safety.
Barbara, don't try to be funny. Be honest. First rule of comedy.
That's what I want. I was like, is this a joke or she's like dead ass?
No, I mean, so what I was thinking is just there's a lot of coyotes in my neighborhood, and I thought that maybe it could be like I could help people protect themselves.
I think so. What a work for pets. Fish and wildlife is what that is. That's a job
change.
We have
a winner.
I like that.
Okay.
I was like, is it a neighborhood watch for the coyotes or is it against the coyotes?
Yeah, either way, I was on board. And I was also hearing it, like I'm picturing it in kind of the same font as Coyote Ugly. And I'm kind of picturing kind of against the moonlight, like with the coyotes.
I get up and dance in a bar and then I... You protect your little animals from getting eaten by coyotes. That's basically.
Got it.
But both ways. I want the coyotes to be safe, too. It goes both ways. All right. Finding all the hidden staircases in Silver Lake without a map.
I mean, that's a blog. Unfortunately, that already exists, I think. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I think these other hobbies don't exist. I don't need to be the first person to do it.
Coyote safety is not a hobby.
Your previous one you invented. So
yeah. Nope, that's not a hobby.
Okay, this I understand other people have done it, but okay.
Okay.
Now I'm a little worried about what's next. Paddle boarding. Kayaking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said sweet potatoes, both growing and cooking.
I don't see you growing. I don't want to sell you short.
I mean,
I'm really bad
at growing shit. I'm trying, but
yeah. I mean, I'm just gonna jump in and say, like, as someone, like, if we're having trouble finding one hobby, let's not choose a hobby that's two hobbies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so just cooking
eating. Is eating a hobby? Is eating sweet potatoes a hobby? Sydney, the official hobby expert, how are you feeling about sweet potatoes?
I just want to know, can you talk about it for an hour? If you could talk about it for an hour, then it's a hobby. If you're in there, you're stretching and you're looking and searching and you're like, then it's a no.
That's a good call. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, none of these then, absolutely. I mean, obviously these are ones I could maybe get into, so maybe it doesn't count because I'm not into them yet. But
this is just the beginning. This is a list of potential hobbies.
Any other hobby feedback, Sydney?
What? You say what?
Any other hobby feedback? Which of these seems most viable to you?
I mean, kayaking, obviously. I even think the coyote neighborhood watch might be a move. That actually sounds fun.
Yeah.
I think it really just consists of, I mean, which I don't really want to be on Nextdoor at all, but, you know, it's, what is it? People post pictures of them and then just say, like, look out, there's one around here. But I guess you could be more proactive than that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You could be getting a trank gun. You could tag them. So you with a GPS so you know where they all are?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no to that. I don't think that's safe. I don't think that's good for them. No. I think that's bad. Yeah.
Probably not. Okay. I mean,
what if she has like a tambourine she carries for like to scare the coyotes with it?
Yes, this is it. This is the solution.
Your hobby is shaking a tambourine. Is shaking a tambourine at coyotes is your hobby. The pandemic has broken you.
We'll see next time.
Are you feeling a uniform of any kind with this coyote safety?
Well, the thing is, you know those coyote vests that they have for animals with the spikes and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, but like a human size.
Yeah. Little hedgehog outfit.
Okay, then you have to get the tambourine. Yeah.
Like, prayers up. I'm just going to pray. I'm going to do a little prayer circle for this because this is, wow, it's dark. It's dark here.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Well, I got to think about some things. We'll be back.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Sydney.
And we're here with Sydney Washington.
I'm here.
Okay, we're going to ask you a few questions to get to know you a little bit better. It's this one. We're going to play the song.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Why?
Thank you. Yeah, that's a
solid jam. Solid jam. One of our older ones.
All right. These are all open to interpretation, so take them as you will. But
yeah. Okay.
Sydney, who gives the best presents?
In my life?
Yeah. Sure. Or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
What do you think?
Okay. I'm going to say my girlfriend. She gives the best presents.
Aww. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is she always one-upping you in the gift game?
Well, on the record, she has more money than me, so like, yeah.
You got to take that into account. Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
But yeah, no, she's you know what? It's not even about the money. She's very thoughtful. She like thinks. She thinks about it. Like she'll listen to random things that I'm in, and if I say I need this, she will get it.
Oh, that's so cute. So she'll like listen to a podcast you're on and then be like taking note.
Yeah, which I'm like, but if she was a man, I'm like, you're snooping. But it's a woman, I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you for listening.
Have you dropped anything knowing that she was going to potentially listen? Just like, I would love a BMW. Oh, yeah.
No. I randomly said on Twitter that I wanted one of those refrigerators for your makeup. And I wasn't even thinking about that. Like, I didn't know if I was going to get it or not. I was thinking about it for myself.
Yeah.
And then she got it for my birthday. And I was like, what the hell?
Aww. That's fucking amazing.
It's really, like, a really nice one, too.
Hold on. Like, I have questions, though. I'm not familiar with the makeup fridge.
It's just a little fridge for your masks and all that stuff to, like, keep them cool.
Mm-hmm. That's super nice. Yeah. Wow.
They're really cute, too, right? It's like, does yours look like an old school fridge? Or?
It's so cute. Mine has a mirror and it lights up, bitch. And I don't know if y'all know, but I am like a lightaholic. I'm addicted to lights. My electricity bill is over $200. Like, just insanity. I love anything with a light. So it's perfect. It's the best little refrigerator ever.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, wow. That sounds super cute.
I said when we were writing these questions, I was like, Sydney's got has figured out the best vibe, the best lighting vibe situation. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, how many lights do you have is it just in your room or around your whole place?
Oh, girl, it's everywhere. I got, if there's not a light, there's a light in every crevice, every corner. It's sickening. I'm going to say I have about 15 to 20 lights in my apartment that doesn't have anything to do with the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. And you got one of those sunset lamps too, right? We were talking about those.
the fraudulent sun stamp. Bitch, I want my money back.
No, hold on, because I'm having a problem with them too. I think I ordered it because of your tweet.
Yes, I ordered it. I ordered it. First of all, it took 2 months to come. Finally, they come. I forgot that I ordered two.
Same.
I come here. I was like, oh, I want a blue one, and then I want a yellow one. And then the yellow one's here. It looks great. The next day, the blue one. The blue one is the one that I really wanted. Do you know, I knocked it over. Just a tap. Just a little. Broken. Done.
If it gets knocked up
a little bit, it's broken. It's very, very delicate. So if you have it,
damn,
it's not super cheap.
No, it's made super cheap. It costs.
I was like, I spent good money on that sunset lamp.
That's the problem with these Instagram ads. It's like it makes it look so good. Because I mean, that one keeps trying to get me. It keeps popping up in my feed, and I'm like, oh, it would be
nice. Don't do it, girl.
Damn it!
I'm here to let you know. Any light that you've been thinking about, I probably got up in this bitch, and I'm gonna tell you if it's good or not.
How do you feel about like all the LED strip stuff? How is it working? Is it not working?
I will say the TikTokers make it look tacky. You know, I have it and it's like, oh, look at this adult woman with strip lights that are on TikTok. You know?
Like
you want to come into my home and be like, ah, yes, she's sophisticated. Mm-hmm. You're on TikTok, you're like, oh, this is what you do all day? But me and the TikTok people are the same, pretty much.
Well, the line between just like sophisticated woman and like gamer is just like, it's a couple of different shades of green, I think.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
true.
For sure.
That leads into our next question then, which is, what is your best design tip? So it could be light design or other.
You just turned on lights from your phone. I just changed. Oh yeah, I changed.
Oh yes.
I love a color change bulb is a game changer.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah, this is a smart lamp. It's a smart lamp, and so you can do it from your phone and get the vibe popping.
Whoa, that's a beautiful color.
Yeah.
Okay, I think design, like interior design. I think your apartment should match like who you are as a person. So if you're very minimalistic, then you shouldn't have a lot going on. If you are chaotic and toxic, then you will love the lights that's going on in my apartment. There's a corner of plants and lights and art. There's art on every wall. It's a lot going on here, and it's a representation of my mind. And whenever somebody comes in my apartment, they feel what I'm feeling, and that's what I want. I want people to understand why I'm so fucked, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to live in a chaotic art museum that I curated. Is what it feels.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank you.
Same way.
Yeah, I'm the MoMA right here. Thank you.
You really are. Yeah. I like the Pippi Longstocking kind of aesthetic. I'm kind of, you know,
Wait, what does that mean?
Or Dr. Seuss.
Uh-huh.
Very much.
Pippi Longstocking? Remember she lived in that like fort?
I remember. I just couldn't remember what her house was like.
It was like a fort that was like up in the trees. Yeah. It was like a tree house. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to pretend I wanted to be minimalist, and that was a joke. Not going to happen. I just have too much shit. But it is, I like having it, like, I don't want too much I'm distracted by as far as, like, things to do. I like a lot of art on the walls, but I don't like a lot of, like projects staring me in the face that I need to finish. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of shit I've realized I need to put away. Like, that needs to be hidden. I like there to be tons of shit on the walls, but I don't like to be like, oh, look at, like, the hobbies that I have not followed through on. Sitting right
you
there.
A lot of unfinished puzzles on your wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Just as far as like clutter, like having things around, I realized I need to like put those things away.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nice having shit everywhere.
Nobody talks about like how organized maximalists really are, I think. Because
oh,
it's
so
like
true.
I have so much stuff, but I know where it is. And it's like there is a lot, but it's all organized. Like everything is in a place for a reason.
Is it organized?
I know where pretty much everything is in my house, I think.
I say that to myself, and then when it's time, I will just need one black shirt. And when I tell you I'll turn this bitch upside inside out, I will be looking for one shirt, and it would literally seem like somebody came in here to rob me. Like, just ransacked my whole apartment for one shirt. So do you know where everything is, or are you just saying that?
My closet is a black hole.
So right, yeah.
Clothing is another thing.
Clothing is a separate from yeah. the other things.
I feel and this is my entire life, I've had at least 2 to 3 things missing. But those things change. It rotates.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's always 2 to 3 things missing. Like yeah.
your keys.
Yeah, keys is a common one. Absolutely. Yeah. Keys, sunglasses. Yeah, definitely. Like now that the masks are a thing, there's always like my favorite mask that I can't find.
Yeah, masks. If you're like a chaotic person, masks have been a difficult addition.
But who are these people who... Okay, so yesterday I came home from a walk and I put my sweatshirt down in a place that you probably shouldn't go, just a random mm-hmm. chair.
A fling.
And I'm like... And then mm-hmm. I thought about it and I was like, who the fuck is like... doing something with their sweatshirt when they come in? Like, who are these people? Who has it in their brain to just always put something in the correct place? I just can't. I can put my keys in one place and I can put yeah. like something, but not I don't understand people who are clean all the time or like who can pull it off. I just
this is a side note. I had a tweet that I don't know if it went viral, but a lot of people were like it resonated with them. I said it was like a wellness check, like how many like days or weeks has like a pile of clothes laid on your bed so that so much that you're now sleeping on the couch. And like so yeah. many people were like, oh no, the clothes are the bed's clothes now. Like I don't yeah. that's not it's a completely different world. So that's me. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten so much better. I'm very proud of myself. I try to keep the clothes off of the bed because mm-hmm. the cats lay on the bed and then there'll be cat hair on my clothes. So it's like now I gotta kind of like put my clothes away.
It's good to have those negative reinforcements.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I'm actually like really anal about my bed, like because we got like nice bed shit when we got married. And so like ever since then, like every morning I have like 12 pillows that come on and off. It's a whole staging and unstaging that happens every single day. It's the one place in my house that the dogs aren't allowed.
Yeah.
Wow. But I don't think I knew that you were like a pillow person.
Yeah. Oh, like you're a pillow person?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge thing. Like Sean keeps thinking we're done. And then like a few months later, another pillow will come. And pillows were the thing that I was into before cookbooks and herbal tea.
Yeah. People don't think marriage changes you. But, you know, I mean, Tess has like 1,200 pillows now.
Yeah, but I mean, I've always been really into bedding. I've always really liked blankets and pillows and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I think I kind of like use the piles of clothes to attract cats into this room. So I'll just leave a little pile going and then it's like, hey, they want to hang out with me.
Mm-hmm.
I lure them in with the piles, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to be. All right, Sydney, where do you get breakfast?
Where do I get breakfast? Okay, so that's so funny when you say breakfast because, like, what is breakfast? You know, mm-hmm. is breaking of the fast breakfast or the fast is a break? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wake up at random hours, so I don't really know what breakfast is. I know that the first thing that goes in my mouth is usually my antidepressants. So that's breakfast for me.
Hey, same girl, same.
Yeah. Wow, impeccable answer. Yeah.
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 It's a great breakfast.
I've been really getting to the fact more that, meals don't... I don't know why this just hit me, but I was like, oh, meals don't need to be when you think they are. So I've been having popcorn for dinner and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. And I'm a big... I mean, like, that was always my favorite, like, stand-up dinner, and like I don't care what people fucking say, a cup of coffee and a donut gives you good clean energy. I'm sorry. You feel fucking great.
I agree. I think if you're
it's a pre-show,
starting your day with it, you got plenty to go.
That's my before stand-up dinner. That's like 7 p.m.
Oh, before stand-up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a stand-up dinner.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, your sugar,
I can't wait
your
to be
mix.
Out and about convincing myself to spend money I don't have at wherever the hell I am. That's the thing I realize the most when I can't like stop by just randomly somewhere because of COVID, that I'm like, oh man, I really make up a lot of reasons to buy shit for no fucking all the time.
I know what you mean. I did my taxes this year and I was like, oh, so all I had to do was not spend money is just not go anywhere or do anything fun.
Yeah. All I needed to do was eliminate Uber.
Oh my God.
And I feel so rich. Like,
yes.
I haven't had like a low bank account in a long time now. This is not even a flex. This is just like, I used to run out of money because I would take 3-4 cabs a day.
Right.
And the pandemic hit and I was like, oh, that's where all my money was going. That's
yeah, it's
crazy.
A lot easier to like see those things when you're like, oh, right.
Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said, fucking time.
Oh, what? I mean, there was one month, like the November before the prosciutto happened. I spent almost $3,500 on Uber.
Whoa.
Wow.
In November. And wow. I said, if this is November, girl, wow. What is the rest of the months looking like?
Yeah. Really?
And that right there, I had to choke myself. I was like, you have to die and come back somebody who doesn't use cabs as much.
Yeah. Damn.
Do you write all, most hard. Of that off for like stand up?
I mean,
you
can write
okay.
off, but still.
Oh, see, y'all learning so much about me. Before this, I wasn't even filing for taxes. So now I finally got that in order. Mm-hmm. RIP, my STEMI, never getting it because I owe the government, you know, 80 grand. So,
but you know, it's kind of easier when they just take those checks like that. Then you don't have to go pay somewhere. They just do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever she said. Yeah. Whatever you need to say for me to sleep at night. Sure. Sure.
I'll just say I'm there with you with the STEMI. No STEMI for me because I owe the big man. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just turned around, put it right back in there.
A moment of silence for everybody who's getting no stimulus because they didn't do their taxes for years.
Well,
you know,
it's great that tax money goes to all the right things, though, at the very
exactly.
least.
Exactly.
So
it's
thank
just
God
good
for that.
Peace of mind. Yeah. Going to a good
Amen.
Place.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
It's going back to the people that need it most. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Okay. This is a good. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just making a noise of anger. It's fine.
Oh, anger noise.
Woo.
Okay, Sydney, you actually have plants. So when do you water plants?
Oh, man, I am like that really senile grandmother that like will randomly wake up and be like, did I water my plants this week? And so I don't have a schedule. I just wake up and be like, oh, man, they look like they dying. And then I just hit them all with water and just, you know, I look up to the sky and be like, please don't kill my plants. I need them.
Yeah. When they look thirsty, I think that's a good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a few that's like, they're struggling. It's my fault. Like this one right here, my Monstera, hold on. Don't look at my, this
Ooh,
it's growing.
Nice.
I need to get a new pot for it.
Mm.
But it's doing really well, and that's when I know it's going to die soon. When I acknowledge that it's doing good, I'm like, it's on its way out.
Did you buy it, like, already grown, or did you grow it?
No. I'm going to do, that's what I'm going to do with kids, too. I'm going to buy a full-blown adult and be like, look at it. It's where it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I did.
I don't need it to be, like, a seed. I need it to make mm-hmm. the place look good.
Get the pre-made cookies at the deli.
No, I will not agree on that.
I was saying metaphorically. Metaphorically.
Okay. All right. I was like, no.
That's where I draw the line.
I said, you're gone too far. Too far on that.
All right. I do actually have to water my plants. So we'll be back in a second, everybody.
Baby.
Everybody, we're back in Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Sydney.
Hey.
We're going to do a lady problem. If you have one, write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. You can also give us a call at 323-6-BUT-30. And you've probably been hearing at the end of the show, we've been playing the voicemail. So if you want to call us and just leave us a little hello, you can do that too.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems.
problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Sydney's light was really good going for this. Appropriate, so thank
you. It's the perfect color for lady problems. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like it really a nice fuchsia. It's good.
Red
fuchsia.
Hey, ladies. My name is Tori. I'm a relatively new listener. But my lady problem is that I have a friend who I love with my whole heart, and she is getting married this July, which I already have, like, pandemic hesitations just about what that's going to look like. But the biggest hesitation is that her fiancé sucks. He's actually the worst. She's always feels like she has to make excuses for him, or like constantly thanking people for having him over, because obviously, like, pre-pandemic we would invite everyone, and then like things never went super well, and you know, she'd say he's socially awkward, or you know, but it was like he's more really like confrontational or very like contrarian. So you know, I always like to be goofy and like ask weird questions, and he was like very turned off by like me asking if he had a pet dragon, what he would name it, which I think is like a very important question for someone new in your friend's life. But more importantly, I think he's like a gold digger, which is like really strange and weird, because she's like a super fierce independent woman with her own son. And so it's just the worst. And we've all kind of talked to her about it early. And I mean, like, all my friends have had similar conversations, and we've talked to her personally about it, because this isn't like a shit talk behind her back conversation, but just like, you deserve better. These are the vibes. But I guess I'm just wondering, like, how do I handle this wedding? And also, have you ever been in a situation where you like truly hate your friend's partner? Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
Ooh. It's tough. I mean, we've had like kind of similar ones since before, but it's always it's such a hard situation, because you want your friend the best for your friend, but you can't, you know, they're probably not going to learn until they figure it out themselves. So
yeah, no, I mean, that's the she's kind of got to get to like her breaking point with it, and like she knows how you guys feel, and you know, that's only going to go so far. And she's just got to get to her place where she's done with it. It sucks, but I mean, you guys have like made your feelings known, it sounds like, and oof.
Yeah, I think you just got to make the most of the wedding, like enjoy the free food and the open bar, and know that, you know, it's not going to last.
Yeah, I mean, I think start saving for a divorce present. I don't know.
I mean, or it might though.
I disagree. I disagree. I think we've learned through this last year that like people are spending way too much money on weddings, putting way too much pressure on the actual ceremony, the event.
Yeah.
And it's not just like, oh, support me, support my, it's like, no, this person is now in my life. Like it doesn't add any value to me, like in my life, when you have a loser and then you marry a loser. If you date a loser, fine. But then you're bringing them kind of into the family. So like, you want me to come to this wedding and like hear these vows, but I don't believe in it. So I think it's okay to bow out respectfully and be like, yeah, babe, I don't like this guy for you. I just can't sit here and be a part of it. Like, I don't want to do it. I think that's, more people need to do that, and then less people will marry losers.
Interesting hot take.
I mean, yeah, I think if you really want to get her attention, that is a great way to do it. So,
well, it's hard. It's like all the friends seem like they all are in agreement on it. It's like, oof, man. Yeah,
yeah, but
yeah.
Yeah, you're going to boycott her wedding amongst your friend group.
It sounds like an asshole thing. It really does. But like, again, an actual wedding ceremony is not mandatory. It really isn't. It's like it's a societal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to have real sit downs with our like friends and be like, the things that we've been put through just to go to this fucking event, like the bachelorette, the wedding party, the this, mm-hmm. the, like, girl, come on now. And then you, and then four years down the line, you didn't tell me, he cheated on me 4 times, so now I'm gonna leave. Like, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. I will say this though. I've done that shit for friends that have like the wedding didn't last, but I will say I'm so glad I went to the bachelorette party because that shit was fun. So it's like you may as well get the good memories with your friends if you're gonna go through the shit anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm sober now, so like, ain't no way a bachelorette is gonna be in this day and age good for me. It's bad.
It's fair. Very fair.
I'm bad for the group, and I highly recommend no one inviting me to the bachelorette. You guys are only going there to get blackout. That's the only reason why you would have. If you said we're going to the spa, count me in. Mm-hmm. If you're like, yeah, we're going to Avenue on Friday, and then we're going Tao on Saturday. No, bitch, I won't be there.
I think it depends on the person and what their friend group looks like. But it is like I don't think there's very many times. There's not very many times that I can think of in my life where I have like people from different friend groups of mine all in one place, and like that was really fun. And like I like meeting other people. Like I'm friends now with some of my girlfriend's friends because I went to their bachelorette. So now when I see them at other shit, it's like kind of a cool way. Not the only way, but it's kind of like a fun experience having all your friends in one place.
Yeah, I mean, I like all that stuff. But the problem is I don't think she's going to not have a wedding. You know, it's like she's going
right.
to do
That's,
all the wedding
to
shit,
get
it sounds like.
Exactly. Like, I don't think, like, because, yeah, it never works out trying to tell someone, like, they're going to do it anyway. But, yeah, maybe it is worth, like, blowing your shit up with her so that she remembers, like, when it doesn't work out, like, oh, that's why she said that to me.
Yeah. I also think you guys don't need to invite him places. Like, be like, hey, this is like a girl's night. Like, you know, like, do more of that shit, like, away from him. Like, I don't know. He doesn't need to be there.
Is everybody single in the group except her? Like, if other people have their boyfriend or spouse, that's one thing. But I don't know. I think people need to stop mixing and mingling circles. It's like, my love of my life is my love of my life. It don't need to be yours, you know? Like,
right.
Because then if something doesn't happen, then we got to separate
the friend,
you know, people.
Yeah.
Then we got to break up the, like, that's too much work.
It's very complicated. Yeah. And
I'm
then it
tired.
Does, it gets, mm-hmm. it, you have, you do have incidental casualties when a breakup like that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I just, for some people, it's just not really possible. You know, it's like your worlds kind of mix and that's just is how it is. So I do think, it sounds like she just needs to decide what her boundaries are with this guy and and just be like, fuck it, I don't want to ever hang out with this guy. I'm going to do what I need to do. And if that includes not going to the wedding, then it does.
Yeah. Like, I think if she's going to be, like, pissed the whole time at the wedding, like, if this is going to be grating on her the whole time and it's going to be an unpleasant experience, it is a waste of money. Don't pay for a hotel room. Don't go. But if you think you're going to be able to just go have a good time, if a bunch of your friends are going to be there and you think it'll be a good time, then also know that, like, you did your best. Like, at a certain point, she's going to do what she's going to do, you know? I mean...
And if you do go to this wedding, please, please don't have Fireball, because then you're going to say some real reckless stuff. Nobody has had Fireball at a wedding and was like, yeah, I didn't get in a fight. Like, that's just not happening.
Yeah, I would be careful
of your consumption / revealing how you really feel at the wedding. If you decide to go, let her enjoy it as much as you can.
Yes. In fact, maybe like I would steer clear of the couple the whole time and just try to hang out on the outskirts of the wedding.
Yeah, for sure. Man, yeah, it's so hard, especially when like people get engaged and you're like, oh no, it's real?
Yeah.
Fuck. I thought this was just a thing for a while.
It's so, and you know, I mean, you said like you think he's a gold digger, which, I mean, that's also problematic because it's like, it's not just a shitty guy. It's like,
he's taking advantage
of her. I mean, ask her, fuck it, be straight up with her and be like, are you doing a prenup with this dude? If you're really worried about that, I would talk about
that. Oh, that's a good idea.
You know?
Yeah.
No, like very genuinely. And I mean, it's hard because it's like, she's a single mom with a son who's like a super independent woman and like that, but that is like a fucking difficult thing if you have like a job and you're raising a kid. Like, I also understand wanting to be like, you know, society puts so much shit on women in that position that you're like, okay, well, this guy fits, checks enough of the boxes that, you know, maybe he will like help. And it's like, that's, you're better than that. Everybody is better than that. Do not, you're gonna marry somebody, do not settle for that shit at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's the stigma that used to potentially exist around that, like does not exist anymore in, and should never have in the first place. So it's like, you know, if she feels like she isn't like she needs like the support of somebody to like help with her kid, like is like that what's going on? Is he like watching this son? Like is that a, is there a different situation where she doesn't like need this guy to like do shit to help in that case? Like is there ways?
Yeah, sounds like it's like any relationship. He's giving her a companionship that her friends don't provide. Like it's, you know, it doesn't matter how,
Of course,
what great job she has, how much money she brings in. We all need that. We're all lonely. We all have, you know, weaknesses. Yeah.
I mean, let's look at 90 Day Fiancé. Do we need any better proof of what loneliness can do to a person?
That's what I say every time I watch it. Loneliness is a hell of a drug. It will do things to you you never thought.
I can't watch shows like that. I don't watch them.
Yeah, they depress
just
me.
Too depressing?
I it's not that it's depressing. It's just like, why are we watching this? We're feeling good about people getting fucked over. I don't know. If this is a reality show, this is not like scripted. This is low key someone's life. I don't want to see that. I want to see positivity. We already know that dating sucks. Like I don't need to keep seeing that on the screen. If I want to see bad dating, I could just call up any friend in any state at any time and they'll tell me how bad it is.
Yeah, they'll tell you some shit for sure.
Yeah
like definitely the commodification of people's hearts on television is really like
I will say I did, just in case anyone's listening and interested, since I did try to get cast on 90 Day Fiancé once, I'm on their mailing list, and I did just get an email.
Oh, boy.
So, if anyone let me just say the stipulations for what you need to get cast on this 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. So, this is before you go over there and meet them. Are you or someone you know in an international relationship with someone you've never met in person? Do you have a valid passport or a visa? Is the country you'd be traveling to currently open to American citizens? Are you able and willing to travel within the next month? So, lots of things you need to be able to check off if you want to do it, but...
Just to get to the audition.
How many people are getting COVID to be on 90 Day Fiancé right now?
But I mean, people are bored. People are really bored.
Oh, yeah. You're telling me there's lots of international cybering that's been happening over the last
well,
little while.
Also, the number of people are probably just like, anywhere but America. Thank you. Please.
Even though they can't get in there to see them.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think we all have experience with this. I definitely have experience trying to tell a friend that I wasn't into their partner. It didn't go well. She didn't talk to me for a while. You know, she eventually broke up with him. They didn't get married. I mean, I don't think I've ever had a friend get married to somebody who I felt like that with. So that's a different story. So I would talk to her about the prenup shit, and sounds like you guys have been legit with her, but it's your choice now as far as, like, do you want to go to the wedding? Do you?
Yeah. Also, it's a long time between now and July, like, when things are able to open up. Take her to the park. Take just her to the park. Let's, like, socially distance, meet some more people that potentially she could be into, maybe. Who knows? Just
what?
A thought.
You're trying to take her to the park to meet people? So,
just to know what else is out there. To know what else is out there. I don't know.
Just like stage a bunch of hot people in a park. Yeah.
It's like a dog park. Just let her off leash and just let her come out.
Just like, I mean, she's been in quarantine with this person for a year, so it's like hard to remember like what is out there and available. I think maybe just like walk around a bunch of hot people and just be reminded. If you could hire somebody to, like, an attractive person to catcall her in, like, a harmless way, maybe that would make her feel good. I don't know. Just an idea.
I was going to say, there should be a service. Yeah, I think that there should be a service to, like, show your friend that there's other fish in the sea, maybe. So, this does sound like a movie, though, because then they find out that you made the bet that they wouldn't go on the date with you, and then it's, you know, you find out they're fake. But
I think you and your friends, when you were able to, or even over Zoom, should do some sort of, like, Magic Mike double feature.
Just to like remind her of like how you should be treated by a man, if that's what you're into. So yeah, that's my thoughts. I think just like she needs to know her own value, and if he is still a part of her values, then she's gonna do what she's gonna do. But like, lift her up and make her feel like she does deserve more. You know,
mm-hmm. That's a good call.
Yeah, she got this. Hopefully, we'll see. Let us know.
Let us know. Okay, we're going to end on one. We have one other short one.
Okay.
Hello, ladies. My name is Annie, and I'm a new listener brought in from the My Favorite Murder fandom. And my problem is one of my coworkers just got promoted to be my supervisor, and she has now told me that, well, more background, we're working from home, and normally my lunch hour is 12 to 1. And I go to the gym during that break. And she has now told me she doesn't want me to do that anymore because meetings may happen, you know, virtually, or things may come up, and she wants me to be available. So I just want to know, do you guys think that she has the authority to tell me what I can and cannot do on my lunch break? Thanks so much. Love you guys. That's it. Thanks. Bye.
I mean, I think we... No is the answer to this. This lady should not be telling you what to do on your lunch break.
She needs to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is it a paid lunch break? No. No. If it's your break, your break. You do whatever you want on your break.
I think you fucking take your... Say, okay, and then you take your camera... You take your phone with you to the gym, and you just be squatting.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Sound off, making her watch you work out.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's good chaos.
I love that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, all right, you're going to make me fucking work. Here you go. And then just be shouting from like across the room.
Or be like, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm not going to go to the gym. Instead, I'm going to get really into running marathons at Disneyland, and you have to do it with me. And then add her to a Facebook group about that. And that will be, she'll be like, never mind, just go to the gym.
Oh, I like this. Okay. Marathon Disney freaks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scare her away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, yeah, that'll do it.
I mean, you could do lots of fake, like, yeah, sure, that's fine. Like, do the freeze, the fake Zoom freeze.
Yeah, just say your internet's not working from 12 to 1. Oops, sorry.
I mean, just in general, people have too high of expectations. Like, I think it should be totally normalized to just, you don't, it's like, yeah, you don't feel like working that hour.
Well, yeah. No, you, and it's, I don't, it's probably not legal, so.
Yeah. Also, fuck off. Your job is just your goddamn job. They don't deserve you for a second longer than they are paying you for. And that goes for literally every fucking job out there. Your identity is not your goddamn job. You're not, they're not your fucking friends that work there. Your boss sucks, no matter how nice your boss is. Absolutely. Fuck these people. Mm-hmm. Take their money and get out and do as little as fucking possible. Always. Yes.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. It. That's our show. We'll end on this high note. Sydney, tell everybody where they can find you online, where they can catch all your stuff.
Oh, you can catch me on Instagrams. Just Sid BW. You know, my, when is this coming out? Do you know?
It'll be like a few weeks.
Oh, okay. I will no longer have an Insta Live show. Sid Can Cook. But, you know, go on my page and look at the highlights. They're there. I'm on Twitter being real, real sad. You could catch me just Sid NYC. That's a great work in progress. And then I have two podcasts, The Unofficial Expert and Hobby Hunter. Come on over and listen to that shit, too. It's amazing.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right. Thanks. And we'll be over doing the Beef of the Week and all that on Stitcher Premium and on our Patreon if you want to check that out. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye. Bye.
3, 2, 3, 6 but 30.
It's 6 but 30 somewhere.
Hello, ladies. My name is Warren, and I'm a new listener. And I was listening to your episode with Peppermint, and you were talking about lying about your ages to sound younger. And my mom's advice to me was always that you should, if you're going to lie about your age, always lie up. And her reasoning was, that if you're a lot older than 25 and lie to say that you're 25, people are going to think that you're a really shitty looking 25-year-old. But if you lie up and say that you're 50, people will think you look amazing for your age, and they will all want to know what your secret is. So I thought I'd just share that tip in case you ever want to use it. Have a good day.